علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are trying to understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam's view on Islamic civilization and the Islamic social structure and Islamic political structure is. And we are trying to understand that through the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the sermons that he has given during his lifetime. One of those sermons is the sermon number 87, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the situation of the communities before the coming of Islam. And this discussion is important. Why? Because when we understand how the situation before Islam was, then only we can appreciate what Islam did to those communities and what changes it created towards the goodness of the society. And then only we can compare our situation today and see what is needed and what the communities are thirsty of. And you will realize that that is Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in explaining what communities were facing on those days, says, وَالدُّنْيَا كَاسِفَةُ النُّورِ. In those days before the coming of Islam, the world was shadowed from light. That means light was not there. Darkness had engulfed it.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that وَالدُّنْيَا كَاسِفَةُ النُّورِ, that the world was shadowed from the light. There was a barrier that was not allowing the light to reach the world. As if the light had set, had gone away. It was not there, it was not present because of the amount of barriers that were there in front of it. It was engulfed in darkness. What does this mean? What does this mean that there was no light? كَاسِفَةُ النُّورِ مُطْلَقًا. That means indefinitely, rather unconditionally. There was no light there, absolutely. There was no light. Why was there no light? And what is meant by there not being light? And how can there be no light when the biggest societies, the biggest empires in the world existed at that time? The Persian Empire, the Roman Empire, with all the glamour that they had, were existing at that time. And yet Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَالدُّنْيَا كَاسِفَةُ النُّورِ, that the world was eclipsed from the light. The world had no light. What does that mean? This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to drive in. There's a beautiful point, a subtle infusion of truth that Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to keep and place into the hearts and minds of the people. That light, that loftiness, that enlightenment is not in these material manifestations, in this apparent glamour. It is not there. There can be something that is completely glamorous in the internal, in the external sense, in the apparent sense, but it can be at that very moment experiencing its darkest moments, experiencing the darkest levels of its existence. It is possible. And don't be surprised, therefore, when the leaders of the Shiite communities and the leaders of the Muslim world say that the arrogant powers of the world, like of course America, like these other countries, like Israel, they are experiencing darkness. It is completely true. They are dark. Yes, they might be glamorous. They might be shining with all those skyscrapers, but they are in darkness. And I will explain to you, inshallah, what this darkness is.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, what is this darkness that Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about? That these apparently glamorous realms and countries and cities and places are within darkness. What does that mean? That is the darkness of imaginary success, the darkness of imaginary development and progress. You can see that those realms, those worlds, those areas that are right now progressing in terms of industrialization, progressing in terms of their infrastructure, progressing in terms of their material progress, in terms of that apparent glamour, in terms of the technological establishments. But those same communities, when you look at the people inside them, those flowers of humanity are withering in the cold and dark atmosphere of confusion and farness from the divine infusions of God's light, because of them being far from the teachings of Islam. You can see that they are going towards a state of depression. Look at the youth of the American population. Just, if you take an example of America today, look at the youth. Just look at the statistics. I don't like to quote statistics all the time, but if you look at the statistics, look at the amount of drug abuse. Search drug abuse in America, drug abuse in the Western world, the amount of alcoholism, the amount of people that are suffering from depression and stress and all these psychological disorders. You will find that at the top levels will be these countries that are so-called the developed world, that is glittering with the glamour of apparent beauty and material progress. That means that they have not really experienced true progress. Inshallah, we will see and we will discuss about the meaning of true progress with time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه